Winehouse won Grammys for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Pop Vocal Performance for Rehab, a track from Back to Black, which was named Best Pop Vocal Album.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
She was also named Best New Artist. The 24-year-old singer recently entered a drug rehabilitation program and did not come to Los Angeles. American officials initially refused her a work visa. They reversed the decision, but by then it was too late for her to make the long trek from England, so she appeared on the Grammy broadcast by satellite from a London studio. She seemed shocked as her Grammy wins were announced and dedicated one to her mother, father, and her incarcerated husband, who was in prison following a pub brawl. Carrie Underwood, a Grammy winner for Best Female Vocal Country Performance for Before He Cheats, said backstage in Los Angeles, the British singer deserves the honors.
Tonight's about music, and you know, I think she's very talented, very creative, and definitely deserves accolades.
Winehouse lost the nomination for Album of the Year to Herbie Hancock, which surprised the audience and the veteran jazz pianist. He was honored for the album River the Joni Letters, his all-star tribute to the singer Joni Mitchell. Hancock noted it has been 43 years since a jazz musician won the Grammy for Best Album.
This is a new day that proves that the impossible can be made possible.
Backstage, country musician Vince Gill said the win did not surprise him.
Herbie Hancock is by far the best musician out of all of us put together.
Gill won the Grammy for Best Country Album for These Days, but lost to Hancock for Best Album. The country star said the nominees in that key category include a mix of genres, with recordings by Kanye West, Amy Winehouse, and the Foo Fighters.
You know, there was a jazz guy, there was a hillbilly guy, there was a rapper, there was a pop singer, and a rock and roll band. I mean, that doesn't get any more diverse than that, and I was just thrilled to death to be a part of it.
Kanye West earned Grammys for Best Rap Album for Graduation and Best Rap Vocal Performance for the track Stronger. He also won Best Rap Song for Good Life and Best Rap Performance by a duo or group for his collaboration with Common on Southside. The rapper offered an emotional tribute to his mother, who died unexpectedly last year at the age of 58. The Foo Fighters won the Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance for The Pretender and Best Rock Album for Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. Presidential hopeful Barack Obama earned a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for the audio version of his book The Audacity of Hope. 15 young musicians got the chance to perform in the broadcast with the rock band Foo Fighters, and 28-year-old Anne-Marie Calhoun, a violinist, was the featured performer.
They're just the perfect rock band. They're fun, they're goofy, they're kind, they're everything that you would want them to be.
The 50th Grammy presentation featured performances by rising stars and veterans, often paired in duets. They included Tina Turner, who performed a medley of her hits with Beyoncé. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.